Nate kind of is a guy like that. He's a marquee piece of the offense, but it just gives another guy an opportunity to step up and make plays.
It's one thing to go there. It's another thing to come here. How do you want to see Packers fans react to Brett's kind of homecoming, so to speak?
Oh, it's whatever. You know, when it comes down to it, they're going to be rooting and cheering for us. We have the G on our helmet. We have the right color on, so we have the best fans, so I'm not worried about that at all.
Offensive line, the protection was a little bit lacking first time around. Do you feel like that's all confidently shored up?
Definitely. I definitely do that. We got some guys in there, and you know, guys getting more experience, getting more exposure, so we're definitely going to shoot that end of that.
If you were a fan and not a player, would this be a game you'd have circled on your calendar to watch because of the drama that's been built into it by fans and the media?
Well, you got it right. Fans and the media build that drama, so of course, anytime the media can build something up bigger than what it really is, then things are going to draw more attention. So that's definitely been the case. Obviously, you know the reason why it's been blown up, but you go about it as another game. That's the way the players are going to approach it. Fans can approach it one way. The media can approach it another way, but we have to approach it as a game.
Is it strange to see Brett and the Vikings?
I've seen him in a uniform all year now, so it is what it is. He hasn't been in a Green Bay helmet in 2 years now, so it's not strange.
So does that give more confidence in this locker room, saying, all right, we've done this, we've faced these guys, we've watched the film, and now we get them on turf in our stadium? Does that make it a little bit more confident this week?
I mean, we're always confident. We lost the game up there. It wasn't anything spectacular that they did on offense or defense. We felt like we let ourselves down. Obviously, we know they have a good ball club. We know that. You know, but they wouldn't be the type of team they were if they didn't have a good ball club. It's hard to get a win in this league, and that's week in and week out. It's not just because the Vikings are in here. We're not going to blow it up just because the Vikings are coming in here. We played them before. We played them in years past. We have Brett on their team now. Everybody's hyping that up, but we have Aaron Rodgers. We're good to go.
Greg, isn't the big picture here on Sunday really the win or the loss? I mean, you might be, if you win Sunday, you're back in it for a division title. You lose on Sunday, and you might be thinking wild card.
Well, that's in hindsight. You want to get the win because you're right there at the top of the division, but you lose, you're not out of it. If they lose, they're not out of it. Obviously, they'll be tied, but again, there's 10 games left in the season. This game will not make it or break our season. Obviously, we want to come into this game with the mindset of getting a win, which is our mindset each and every week. Regardless of who's in what helmet, what color the jerseys are, doesn't matter. That's our mindset. That's our goal.
Did you find yourself last year and again this year checking either Sunday night or Monday just to see how Brett did, what kind of game he had, just because you played with him for a period and out of curiosity? No.
No, I really don't. Honestly, I really don't get caught up in the statistics and what one guy does, what the next guy does. If it was a prime time game, I do watch football, so if I saw it, then I would look at it.